Hey guys, and welcome to this week's On the Trail podcast with Jared Stansberry and Adam Gray. Stay tuned. You'll get your inside look at the current going-ons within Iowa State athletics, specifically recruiting. But before we start the show, here's a shout-out to our sponsor, The Exercise Coach, that's located down on Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. The Exercise Coach, it's changing the way that you think about fitness. Achieve the results that you want, no matter what they are, with these two 20-minute workouts per week. Now, hey, let's jump on the trail. Here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Adam Gray.
Whoa.
What?
That's a new intro.
What's a new intro?
The cycle. You didn't just hear that new intro, Adam
Gray?
Oh,
you actually start again. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you started.
No, we're going to start.
We're going to start right now?
We're starting like this.
This is how the podcast is starting this week. Okay.
You didn't just hear that new intro, Adam Gray?
I did hear that new intro. I felt like doing a little salsa dancing.
Yeah.
Which I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Why not?
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm a pretty good dancer, but salsa is not something I have in my repertoire.
You know who I bet likes salsa? Kevin Durant. Because he just threw salsa on everybody's life in Oklahoma City.
What a soft guy Kevin Durant is.
That's a hot take.
He's so soft. Listen, I've always respected and liked Kevin Durant. Always have. But this is a lot worse. A lot worse than what LeBron James did. A lot worse.
A lot worse?
A lot worse. Because here's the thing. What LeBron James did as far as leaving Cleveland to go to Miami was bad in the sense of how he did it and the decision. I thought it just kind of came off egotistical. But as far as leaving the Cavaliers, who for years gave him no surrounding talent, and they weren't looking like they're going to be bringing any talent. I understood. Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted to win a title. I get that. Kevin Durant was on a team that was one play away from going to the NBA Finals, where they would have been favored against the Cavaliers. I think they probably would have beat the Cavaliers. I thought they matched up better. And he was returning everybody, plus they made some trades for him. That's a young team. He was on a team that might have been the favorites going into next year. And instead of coming back and busting it and winning with that team, he's leaving to go join the Golden State Warriors. And I get people say, oh, it's his decision. He can do whatever he wants. You're right. It is his decision. And he can do whatever he wants, but I think it's fair to criticize him for doing it. Do you agree or disagree?
How many games are these guys going to win?
Oh, I don't know. I think it will. They'll. I don't think they're going to win 73. I don't think so.
I don't think they'll try again. They won't try to get that 73 again.
I don't think so either. And you know, somebody's going to get injured. One of those guys is going to get injured and miss some games. It's just going to happen. I mean, Durant's had a history of having some nagging injuries. So's Curry. So they have that problem going on, but I don't know. I just feel cheated as an NBA fan, Jared. Do you feel cheated at all? Be honest.
I just feel like Adam Silver and a lot of guys in the NBA offices today or in the last couple of days have to be feeling really stupid. Like, they really messed up with the putting together the last collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
I mean, they were doing a lot of things to try and make it so that this was going to be a much smoother transition. But they enabled this, you know. This is on the players' union. It's on the league office that this was able to happen. And so are we cheated to an extent? Yes.
The fans are cheated because here's the thing. People used to love watching Boston and the Lakers go head-to-head.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun watching Jordan try to beat the Pistons. I think Oklahoma City, the Thunder and the Warriors, they were heading in that direction. I mean, this is something you could have looked at for the next 5 years and said, this in the playoffs is must-watch. Who's going to win this battle? Who's going to win this? Uh-huh. Can Durant get over the – and it just was taken from us. And for no real reason. Like, why not come back and win a title with it? Unless he absolutely just hates Russell Westbrook, which I don't think he does. I don't know. I think he's soft. I think he's really soft.
Time to blow it up, OKC. Trade Russ. Trade him.
And no, you know, I don't think it is time to blow it up. I don't.
It is time to blow it up.
That team can still be a –
Russell's going to –
5-6 seed.
Russell to Minnesota. Russell to Minnesota. Just wait.
And that team would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
What about Russell to go see play with
Would Minnesota do that? You think they would do that?
Who would they need to trade? Dunn?
No. Let's say Ricky Rubio.
No.
Shabazz Muhammad and their first-round pick next year.
Why would Oklahoma City ever do that?
Why wouldn't they?
Ricky Rubio?
You got to start over either way.
Yeah, start over with top 5-10 players in the league, give me Chris Dunn and give me LaVine.
Okay.
Give me Zach LaVine.
And Shabazz Muhammad?
Sure. Throw in Shabazz.
Probably. You'd probably have to throw a pick in there, too.
Yeah. Do that, though. Give me something of a young talent.
So would you would do that for 1 year of Russell Westbrook. That's why I said Rubio. Because you only get 1 year. Unless you can convince him to re-sign. Yeah. Minnesota's my squad. I'm adopting the Timberwolves as my NBA team.
Really?
I'll make it official right now.
The Niang-led Pacers or over the Hoiberg-led Bulls?
No, I'm adopting the Minnesota Timberwolves as my team.
No, I like them, but they...
Carl Towns.
Tell them to get in line. They'll be my fourth team.
That's...
I got to go Niang. I got to go Hoiberg. I got to go with my Lakers.
I think the Pacers are my number two team. Yeah. And then Fred. I like the Bucks too. That's a random team to like, but I do like the Bucks.
Because you like the big Greek freak?
I like Jabari.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's NBA is rough for me right now because my Lakers are – I mean, in what world can the Lakers not even get a meeting with Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors are making these super packed teams? You know, I mean, like 10 years ago, this would – I mean, no way. No one's ever going to go to Golden State over the Lakers. It's just not going to happen.
Steph's leaving Golden State next year. He's going to Charlotte. He's going to be a Hornet.
Put him and Kemba Walker together.
I don't know.
Kemba will be gone.
He's going home, though. Come.
You also told me that Durant was going to Washington because he wanted to go home.
Yeah.
Nobody.
But now Steph really is going to go home.
Nobody cares
about
going home.
Steph feels slighted. He's not going to be the man anymore. It's KD's team.
I do think Kevin Durant is a more valuable player.
Yeah,
as far as
I'd agree.
No, that's not a shot to Curry because Curry's awesome. But Durant, to me, is the second-best player in the NBA. People just forget it because he'd been hurt for a couple years.
So Caleb Chandler decommitted from Iowa State yesterday.
Yeah.
Or decided to reopen his recruitment. What's the wording there? What do we use?
He decided to prolong his decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. You're not tied down when you do a verbal commitment in June. I mean, February is not – you can't sign until February. If Iowa State's going to recruit against the big boys, this is going to have to happen a lot more often.
Right.
Players, like, you see it all over the country. They're going to continue to get calls from really good programs wanting them to get on campus. And I don't blame kids. I blame kids necessarily if they commit. I think they should hold off. But for wanting to go visit all five schools, I would. You know, especially if I was in Caleb Chandler's position where I'm never going to get out-recruited. My spot's not going to be gone. Your dog is barking, by the way.
Yeah, I know. She's driving me crazy. She doesn't like to be in her crate.
She hears us out here talking.
Yeah, she doesn't like to be contained.
Do you think she's got a hot, like, something she wants to say about Kevin Durant? Do you think she thinks he's soft, too?
Yeah, she probably does.
Who's more obsessed with their dog, you or Williams?
I don't know. I love my dog.
I know. I've seen.
Yeah.
it's unhealthy. It's very
I don't care. Wait, I mean, what are you trying to say? That's kind of weird. Like, that's kind of a weird thing to say.
What?
It's unhealthy. How's it unhealthy? I just like my dog.
Do you sleep with your dog in your bed?
No.
Okay, well, that's better. Williams literally, that dog acts as a pillow between him and his wife.
Okay.
That's weird.
Dirks is a big dog, though. I couldn't have Lolo in my bed. I'd feel like I was going to squish her. She's too little.
Is she ever going to get bigger? Or is she like her size?
She's pretty close to... as big as she'll get. She'll get a little bit bigger. She needs to be quiet, though. I don't know why she's doing this.
She just wants to come meet us. But, back to Caleb Chandler. I mean, that it's going to happen. You recruit these guys. I mean, you see other commits that Iowa State's gotten. They've been offered since Iowa State got a commitment out of them, and it's going to continue to happen. So, you know, the hard part is getting him here on campus, but the harder part is keeping him committed once they do commit, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not like Iowa State's not going to have a chance with him still, you know.
I didn't. If I read it correctly, he did say that Iowa State will be getting one of his five official visits.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The one school, and I guarantee you, Florida, when they look at this, they say why Iowa State.
Uh-huh.
Iowa State fans look at this and they say why Georgia Southern.
Right.
Georgia Southern out of his 28 offers does not make any sense. I'm guessing that's a school in his backyard or pretty close to it.
Yeah, I'd have to think that he must have some kind of relationship with the coaches or something.
Yeah. That just doesn't make any sense when you're the caliber recruited that kid is.
He got an offer from Miami yesterday.
Yeah.
After he decommitted.
But that Miami, I mean, obviously Rick's there now, but that hasn't been the offer that it used to be back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like Nebraska offering you now. No, I mean, yeah, it's okay. It's a nice offer. It's not the best offer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You agree with me?
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So I hear after we get done with this podcast, you got somewhere you got to go after this.
Yeah, I'm going to the exercise coach. Got to hustle down there.
This will be workout number three for you, right?
It's crazy because I probably will drive. It'll take me longer to drive down there than it will for me to work out.
Yeah, because you got to, I mean, probably, what, 45, 50 minutes from Ames down to West Des Moines for you?
Yeah, it's okay, though. I mean, I have some, got some errands to run a little bit, but.
There you go.
That 20 minutes, always.
And it is. Out for it, the it's 20 coach. Minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you're in there, you're out.
Yep.
I think I maybe did three workouts or like three actual, like.
Because you're still in the testing process right now. So for people listening, what they do is Jared's going in there. They are setting all the equipment up to your height. Your arms are longer than other people. So they're setting it up there. And then they're testing your strength.
Yeah.
That way, when he goes back to do a full workout, they know where he's supposed to be in between to get the best workout that he can. And that's what's so unique about this is everybody's workout is unique to their strength. You don't see that other places. It's, hey, man, go lift some weights or go do 50 pull-ups. Well, this, I mean, it shows you how hard you are able to pull or push or do any, upper body, lower body.
And you see it right in front of you.
You see it right in front of you, and it zaps you.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe.
But in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get done, and you feel great in 20 minutes, and you feel the results. So definitely go check them out. 4 free workouts.
There you go.
For anyone from Cycling Fanatic.
Yeah.
So one big commit that we got who was not even on your top board. I don't know how you missed that one.
Well, when I last made that hot board, he seemed like he was on the verge of a commitment to Virginia Tech.
People that are listening, this is Karan Hafiz.
Yeah,
Hafiz.
Yeah.
That we're talking about. So, yeah, I mean, this is one that the staff had to work really hard to get the commitment from him.
Yeah.
Because he was, like you said, looked like he was going to commit to Virginia Tech. They got him on a visit here during that huge recruiting weekend, and they have now secured his commitment, a cornerback from Florida.
Yeah, and I think he's got like 30-something offers.
That's nice.
Yeah. I think he actually has more offers than Caleb Chandler, but they're obviously there's a lot more smaller schools.
Yeah, different too. Caliber.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always wonder these guys too, like a Caleb Chandler, does he really have like 60 offers, but he just, I mean, you look at some of them and you just kind of throw them out.
Right.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to find that out.
I'd have to think so.
Yeah. The number of offers don't impress me. It's who's offered it. And he has, we beat out Virginia Tech for a kid. Mm-hmm. To me, that's good enough. Sometimes
Virginia Tech isn't what they used to be, though.
They're not. But that's still a nice school, nice ACC school. They're closer to home for them. Not that they're, right there, but
right.
It's a school that Iowa State traditionally never beats out, would ever beat out for a kid.
Yeah, and I think that you're not going to see that many kids. How many kids from Florida are we even going to see them get? Like, I feel like the guys that if they're going to go down to Florida and get somebody, it's like someone they really want,
Are you talking about Iowa State now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that just doesn't seem to be their focus anymore. Like someone like Bobby Rountree, another guy from Florida.
Yep.
And then someone like Hafiz are pretty much their only, Florida targets that you see that they're like, that guy's high on our board,
That's a good point, Jared, because it seemed like in years past, the staff would be focused in mainly on Florida and Texas.
Right.
And you'd get an Iowa guy. This staff's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. It seems more balanced, I guess.
Georgia, Mississippi,
Ohio, Michigan.
I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah,
which is great. Go get the best players available. That was always the big rub when Campbell got hired and he brought in his staff of what it looked like. It looked like his buddies. It almost looked like the Gene Chizik, what Gene Chizik did and brought in everybody that were his buddies. But it's different because Chizik never worked with those guys or hadn't worked with them in a long time.
I was going to say.
He was bringing in his system guys that he knew and trusted. But the big rub on them was, where are their connections in recruiting? And we're finding out their connections are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're pulling in kids from California, JUCOs too. They're going all over the place to find whatever talent they can to get in here.
And I think the difference is you look at those guys and they've actually been legit places and shown had results. Like sometimes guys will come in, they'll hire their buddies and it's like, where's this guy from? Like one time sorry to go back to Nebraska, but they hired a wide receivers coach that was like a girls golf coach for some high school in Colorado. And then he was their receivers coach the next year. So Bo Pelini was just hiring his buddies. Like there's a difference between that kind of hiring your buddies and what Matt Campbell did.
I completely agree. It was the appearance that some people, they were kind of equating it to that. I agree with you though, but these guys, I mean, they're doing a good job getting in and, I don't know if you listened to the Campbell interview that Chris did the other day.
Yeah.
Iowa State we've always made these excuses as a fan base, and I think a lot of times it's because it comes down from leadership as well. Rhodes did it a lot at the end of his career where it's really hard to win here. You know, we're going up against these schools that have, you know, better location, closer to the airport, more tradition, all this stuff. Campbell flips it all around. I mean, he says there's so much positive stuff to sell here at Iowa State, and you believe it when he says it, right? I mean, I've almost – here as a fan, I'm used to watching Iowa State football get their butts kicked for the last 30 years, right? He has now completely convinced me that, man, why would you not go to Iowa State? You're choosing between Virginia Tech and Iowa State. Why would you choose to go to Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
Iowa State's got – they got the facilities. They have a great fan base. They have – they're playing the Big 12. They got all this. And the staff's done an unbelievable job of showing that to the kids, because these kids that they're getting on campus, Iowa State's never got an MJ Webb to come here on campus like they got him before. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, does that hurt us with him? I'm assuming with Caleb Chandler backing out?
I mean, you'd have to think so, but I guess I don't know for sure.
Hmm. That just hit me right there. I never even thought about that.
I just don't know that. Like I said, I mean, it's not over with Caleb Chandler. Like, there's still a lot of this game left to be played.
There is.
You know.
And if you want to compete with the best recruits.
It's only July, dude.
They're going to have to recruit certain kids all the way down to that letter of intent in.
Right.
So, yeah. Basketball's got some – we should have some fun names coming out here the next couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to start hitting basketball recruiting really hard during this live period next week. I'm going on vacation this weekend. But then when I get back, basketball recruiting will become priority number one until the – football dead period ends.
Sounds good. So wait, there's three live periods or three rounds of AU tournaments throughout the whole month of July, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to imagine this is the time where Iowa State will be offering 20, 25 kids. I got to imagine they're going to be offering a lot of kids just due to the amount of scholarships they have available.
Yeah, probably. And they've targeted a lot of kids already too, you know?
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what their game plan is with all the open scholarships. If they want to bring in three guys and then go get a couple of JUCOs and a grad transfer, or if they just say, hey, you know what, we're going to go full-on rebuild and we're going to bring in six high school players. I'm guessing it'll probably be the first thing where they'll get some
I feel like it's
JUCOs
gonna,
and grads and they'll try to balance the class a little
make
bit.
Make a mix of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm going to try and hit some AAU tournaments, though.
Where's the nearest ones? Is there some here in Des Moines?
Yeah, I don't have a schedule yet, but I'm sure there's. I'll have to like look around and see what I figured out.
You gonna scout them? You gonna take some video of them? And
I don't know about that.
You should actually, if Iowa State's offered a kid, you should take some video of it. I think fans would like to see that.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. I might do that.
People that are listening, you know, give us a shout on Twitter if you think that would be something you'd be interested in. I'm trying to make more work for you here, Jared.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. I'll take Krogs with me. It'll be a two-man.
Yeah, Krogs can do it, yeah. Are you – so as a reporter there, you go, you watch these kids. Are you allowed then afterwards on the side to go and interview them if they let you?
I would assume so.
Okay.
I don't know
the rules on this as far as a journalist goes.
I guess I don't either. I have to talk to Chris about that. I haven't done much with basketball yet, so.
This is new.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ever since I started in May, it's been all about getting caught up on football. It's been like a whole thing. It's taking a lot of work. I feel like I'm in a good spot with football now.
Yeah.
Now it's time to focus on basketball for a little bit.
Well, now that we kind of have a little bit of a dead period in football and basketball's picking up, how about we do this for next week? How about we rank the incoming football recruits for 2016 this year, where we have them each ranked and we go through that?
For 2016?
2016, the kids that are coming in this year.
I thought we were going to talk about basketball.
No, we can't. Well, I mean, there's 30 minutes. How much that we got to talk? We can talk football for a little bit and basketball for some, too.
That's true. We should have planned that for this week. We're only at 18 minutes right now.
Oh, man. How do we – this is where you need someone like Mark Charter to come in and just say something completely random just to generate more conversation.
Yeah.
But, no, I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be – I mean, we can do it in a way, too, where we can – just like your hot board, where you talk about, these kids are the higher-rated recruits, but also, what's a bigger need for Iowa State?
For sure.
You know, like the Sean Foster, obviously, he meets both criteria. Our offensive line's decimated, but he's also a four-star commit for Iowa State. Mm-hmm. He probably will be number one on most people's list. It'll be fun to have a conversation of that, look back at the 2016 recruiting class, because ever since we started doing this podcast, we've only talked about 2017.
A lot of people have probably kind of forgotten about some of those guys, too.
They have.
Yeah.
Which ones might be playing a little bit, might play sometime this year. And by now, too, I got to imagine most of the kids are on campus.
Yeah, I think most of them are. I mean, if all of them probably are.
Just a couple of those JUCO kids, maybe have a couple classes, like Justin Stewart.
Yeah, which I think he's supposed to be here next week.
Is he?
So, well, the second session starts on Monday, so the 11th. So if he's going to start his second session of summer class, he'll have to be here by Monday.
I gotta calm myself down with that kid. I just, for some reason, I just see him just creating havoc all day on the edge. Am I overblowing him a little bit?
I mean, I don't know. I think he looks impressive. I'm not going to call him the second coming of Dwight Freeney or anything. I was trying to think of somebody who's a good pass rusher. But
Dwight Freeney. I thought you were going with like an Iowa State person. I thought you were going to say like Dale Pearson or something who's, you know, for Iowa State, Dale Pearson's about as good as it gets as far as rushing the quarterback.
Do you really want the second coming of Dale Pearson, though?
I would take another Dale Pearson for sure. Isn't that kind of sad?
But don't though? You want like the second coming of Dwight Freeney?
Yeah, you absolutely want that. You do. There's a couple stats that I always find to be so sad for Iowa State. Pass rushers, guys that have led their team in career in sacks, Iowa State, not very impressive numbers. Also, passing yards in the Big 12, our passing stats for a quarterback, not very good.
All right, so humor me for a second. You remember my comparison I made?
Randy Gregory.
Yeah, okay. So he had 10 sacks his first year at Nebraska.
Okay.
Would you take that?
Yeah, 10 sacks would be an Iowa
he
State record.
He led the Big Ten in sacks.
That would be an Iowa State record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd take that?
Would
he
I
wasn't
take an
very good his second year. I mean, he still had 7 or 8 sacks.
But. Would I take an Iowa State record for sacks? I would be perfectly okay with that, Jared.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 6. I'm thinking this kid can have 6 sacks this year.
Well, I think so too.
Yeah.
Just based on his pure like intangibles.
But that's 6 sacks that we were not expecting anyone. You know what I mean?
That's like true.
I look at it as 6 additional sacks for this defense that we did not have before. So that's why I'm excited about this kid.
According to the Oklahoma AD, Big 12 expansion is dead for the time being.
Like I've told Williams this for 2 years. Come talk to me when something's actually finalized. Until then, I don't care to hear about it. Because all it is speculation, a talk, and it's all irrelevant.
Do you hear Fresno State wants to be in the Big 12?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. There's a lot of things that I want to be a part of, too, that I don't think I can get in.
Yeah, you want to be a part of a butt-kicking on NCAA 2 or NBA 2K16 right now.
No comment. You gotta understand something. I grew up on these games, okay?
Dude, this game is like...
I've never even played this game before, and I feel very confident I could take it to you.
I was going to say, what you used to play on is like a prop plane. This is like stepping up to to an F-15.
How many buttons are there in that controller? Because I'm used to playing with like 4 buttons.
Yeah, there's a lot more than 4 buttons.
Ah, shit. I'm in trouble then.
All right, we're at 22 minutes, but you good?
Yeah, well, we got to get out of here so you can get down to the exercise coach, get your workout on, get fit. Because if you're going out to Colorado and you're going to be hiking those mountains, you got to be in shape. You got to have some muscles. You got to build a little stamina. So
most definitely.
This is a perfect thing for you to go get a quick workout in, and then you head out on what, Friday?
Yep, Friday morning.
What are you doing out there?
We're going to go to Fort Collins. We're going to go to Denver. And then we're kind of just going to go – we're going to let the wind be our guide.
Wow. Wow. That sounds really really fun.
So you're going
You're going with the buddy of yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, have fun. Be safe. Come back. We'll this time next week, hopefully, like we said, we'll have a lot of basketball names and we can hammer out another one of these.
Yep, definitely. All right. Everybody have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.